everybody. Welcome to the Week in Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, July 3rd, 2020. But to be honest, we're uploading this video on Friday, July 4th, 2020. And it's Independence Day in America. We're still going to get started like we do every week, though, over on YouTube. Over on YouTube. Google has released a document about how YouTube search works. We won't break it down in this video, but go to Google and check out the document, How YouTube Search Works. Now let's dive into Google. Google has revealed that stock images do not directly impact search rankings. Google is going to make more shopping listings free. This time it's going to be the shopping listings that show up in the knowledge panels. That's that panel of information on the right-hand side on desktop or sometimes at the top of mobile search results. Google has updated their How Search Works documentation to better detail how Google crawls and indexes JavaScript and to add other detail about how Google's search engine works. Google's Google Bot, which is their search engine crawler, is capable of adding products to a shopping cart and then abandoning that shopping cart, and it does so using the name John Smith. So if you have a bunch of abandoned carts from somebody named John Smith, that is Googlebot just testing your cart system and crawling through it. Google Analytics has started automatically filtering out bot traffic from all Google Analytics campaigns effective June 29th. Depending on how much bot traffic you had coming to your website from various referral or even organic sources, this could impact your traffic details inside of Google Analytics. You may see major drops in traffic because the bot traffic is now getting automatically filtered out by Google Analytics. You can't change this setting. You cannot opt out. So go into your analytics and add an annotation for June 29th stating that Google Analytics started filtering out bot traffic on that day. There is a web adage that says, if the product is free, then you are the actual product. And it seems like Google really wants to prove this to be true. They are now testing running ads on Google My Business profiles. That would be your local business profile. This isn't the first time they've done it, but this time the test you cannot opt out of. You cannot tell Google, I don't want those ads on my profile. So we see Google really wants to monetize the Google My Business platform system, and it is apparent that they want to do it to the detriment of small businesses, not to do something that helps them. So running ads on it, if you see ads for your competitors on your Google My Business profile, there's really nothing you can do, at least right now. Google Maps is testing a carousel of related businesses. When you select a business in the Google Maps search, it'll show the carousel down at the bottom of the Google Maps so you can see other businesses nearby. A special report by The Register details how unsavory SEOs are building fake listings for the rehab industry and other industries on Google Maps, and how Google isn't really doing much to stop it, even though they probably could do more and could curtail this behavior. They just simply are not doing anything. I happen to be cited in that article, and I highly recommend you go read it if you're interested in local SEO. Google has released a new WordPress plugin created by Google that will allow you to more easily create AMP-based web stories. Personally, I am against AMP, but if you are one of those websites using it or one of those SEOs who likes it, hi Topher, this may be something you want to look into for your publishing clients, or if you're a publisher out there, you may want to look into this if you're using AMP and WordPress. Google has purchased AR startup North, which created a sleeker looking version of Google Glass, an AR headset. So we may see another version of Google Glass coming out of this very soon, but right now it's just Google making another purchase. Google Play banned a news app for aggregating COVID-19 news and running ads against it. They claimed that the news app was profiting off of the COVID-19 pandemic and refused to allow them back into the Play App Store until they removed the COVID-19 news. A couple weeks later, the Google News app itself updated and added the exact same feature into their app. This just underscores yet again that Google doesn't seem to care about other businesses. It has a very different set of policies for non-Google-owned companies and for Google-owned products.
In Facebook news,
Facebook has adjusted their news feed algorithm to promote original reporting. Facebook's fan subscriptions have now expanded to eligible accounts in 7 different countries. Facebook is going to start telling users when they share a post that is more than 90 days old. They're rolling out a dark mode for mobile apps. You may want to check your updates and update to the latest version of the Facebook app if you want to get access to the dark mode. Facebook has shut down 2 of their experimental apps. Their TikTok clone Lasso and their Pinterest clone Hobby have both completely shut down. That doesn't mean Instagram's TikTok clone is shut down. That one's still going fine. It's called Reels, but Facebook shut down the Facebook version of that clone, Lasso, and the Pinterest clone, Hobby. We take you now to Bing. Bing now supports RHEL-sponsored and RHEL-UGC link attributes. Bing has revealed parts of their search algorithm for the very first time inside of their webmaster guidelines. Again, just like the YouTube one, I'm not going to break that down in this video, but go check out the Bing webmaster guidelines. Over on Pinterest, Pinterest is testing a new type of advertisement called a co-sales ad, where a publisher and Pinterest split the revenue from the advertising, with Pinterest taking the biggest chunk and the publisher taking the smallest chunk. This is just a test right now with one publisher. It's not very widespread. No telling if they're going to make this a permanent part of the Pinterest ads system just yet, but we'll keep you updated. Here we go to Reddit. Reddit has banned 2,000 subreddits for violations of their new hate speech content policy. Now, a lot of the headlines about this said that Reddit banned one particular subreddit that happened to support the president of the United States the most. They actually banned 1,999 other subreddits, including that one. So those headlines are a little politically biased, a little skewed. I would suggest go reading the actual post from Spez, the CEO and co-founder of Reddit. Here we go to LinkedIn. LinkedIn has introduced follower analytics for company pages. You can now add an audio recording for pronunciation of your name to your LinkedIn profile. LinkedIn has a new photo frame that they hope will help job seekers find a new job. And just an FYI, I didn't even know LinkedIn had photo frames until now. I really thought that was a Facebook-only thing. So if you're a job seeker and you're looking for a job, there is a new photo frame that will help highlight you in search results and stuff like that, saying that you're looking for a new opportunity. According to a new report, content creation just for the LinkedIn profile is up 60% over last year. Over on TikTok, TikTok has been banned in India, and TikTok warned people that this could lead to a $6 billion loss in revenue. I guess maybe I should have made a TikTok clone for India. I'm doing the wrong thing making this YouTube video. Bonus round! Kanye West is about to release a new e-commerce website for his Yeezy brand that will have no text on it. It will be all images and artistic expression of the products in the Yeezy lineup. Finally, this week, there were 2 court decisions in the United States that directly impact digital marketing. The first one is a U.S. Supreme Court decision which has ruled that Booking.com can trademark Booking.com because by adding the .com, it is no longer a generic name. So if you want to trademark a generic brand name like shoes or pizza, you simply have to add a TLD after it, and that is now perfectly legal in the United States to file for that trademark, thanks to this U.S. Supreme Court decision. The second case revolves around a photographer who has sued Mashable for embedding the photography work that this photographer uploaded to Instagram using Instagram's embed feature. Mashable writes articles all the time, as do pretty much every other news website out there, and embeds content from Instagram, believing they get a sub-license from Instagram to display stuff through the embed. Originally, the judge in this case ruled that Mashable was correct in that the embed allows Mashable to display the content via a sublicense from Instagram. However, the judge just reversed her own ruling and has now said that by embedding the content from Instagram, that Mashable is liable for copyright infringement, even though the photographer uploaded the photography to Instagram, knowing that Instagram has an embed feature. There is no telling where this decision goes. I have pinged several journalists and asked them to dig deeper into this to figure out what's going on, because embedding content from Instagram or Twitter or YouTube or Facebook has become incredibly commonplace, not just for digital marketers, but for journalists as well here in 2020. As more and more people add content to social media wants to drive traffic to that content, to their platform. And so they create these embed features to allow other websites to display that content. Now, YouTube does have the ability to tell people you don't want a video embedded. You want to turn off those embeds. So maybe we'll see more controls like that get placed on other social media websites. Or we'll see that before you upload content to a social media platform that allows embedding, perhaps you have to declare each and every single time that you're giving that platform a sub-license. But that's it for the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. Thank you so much for tuning in to this version of our podcast. I hope you enjoyed all of the updates we've brought you about all of the changes happening across every platform we could possibly find in digital marketing this week. If you're in the United States, I hope you're having a great 4th of July weekend with your family and your friends, and you're out there celebrating our freedom. If you're in Canada, I hope you had a great Canada Day. And if you're in England, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha 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 ha. I'll talk to you next week.